We spent Lent working on our spiritual exercises that were aimed at helping us to identify those core areas where we tend to just bend back in on ourselves, where we put ourselves ahead of God and neighbor, either out of pride or out of just that love for comfort, or driven by vanity and wanting to appear so good to others. Each of those core sins is just its own particular way that our hearts get bent back in on ourselves, which is the great wound of original sin. And I think about that as we celebrate this feast of the Visitation, because in Mary, preserved from the stain of original sin, but then in her freedom, continuing to cooperate with the Lord, she didn't have any of those barriers or those tendencies to turn in on herself. So her heart is always very beautifully directed outward in love of God and love of neighbor. And the Visitation captures that really beautifully for us. She sets out and travels in haste to the hill country as soon as she hears the word of Elizabeth's own pregnancy. And she goes there and stays with her to serve her, to care for her. And it's a very beautiful outward act of charity. It's often said that how easy it would be for us to understand if Mary, having received word herself of the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit and her being pregnant with the Savior, how easy it would be for her to stay at home and to kind of turn in, guard, care for, all of that, but she doesn't. Her heart immediately moves outward. In her Magnificat, in response to Elizabeth's words to her, "Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled," Mary's words are all pointed toward the Lord. And we've noted this before, but in the Magnificat, it's just this hymn of praise for everything that the Lord has done. There's that beautiful, just whole strain of he has mercy. He has shown the strength of his arm. He scattered the proud. He has cast down the mighty. Everything is focused on the Lord. And so this one scene that the church celebrates today in this feast reminds us of what our own hearts were made for. But for the wound of sin, this is what our hearts are meant to do. So as we celebrate the Visitation today and we honor our Blessed Mother and her Immaculate Heart that is always just outward in love of God and neighbor, let's ask the Lord, through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, to continue that work of healing our own hearts and to be mindful today of the areas where we tend to get most stuck on ourselves. And you might still, from Lent, be very, very aware of what that is. Perhaps the Lord has shown you new stuff since then. But we pray today, Lord, that whatever areas where our own hearts turn back in on themselves, where we are not fully turned outward in love of you and love of neighbor, that through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, you would bring healing to our hearts, that we might love even as she loves.